愿主耶稣基督的慈爱常这样感动我们的心。
May the Spirit of the Lord always move us like this morning.
每一次当我们唱到这首诗歌的时候
，Every time when we sing this song,
Zinzendorf 跟他的故事就在我的里面涌现出来。
The story of Zinzendorf comes to mind.
这首诗是他全然奉献侍奉主的主要原因。
This was his offering to God.
我们每一个人都当把自己奉献给主。
We should offer ourselves to God.
为着福音的缘故，把自己分别为圣，归给神。
For the sake of the gospel.
今天早晨我和陈老师母在那里交通的时候，我就发现我们里面都有同样的感觉。
When I was speaking with Mrs. Chen this morning, I found we had the same feeling about something.
再不多久，再没有多少时候。
Before long.
我们就要看见我们的救主荣耀的降临。
We'll see the glory of our Savior.
如果我们能够等到他来的那一天。
If we can wait until he comes,
与他背我们背起与他的空中相遇 ，rapture,
we'll be raptured by him.
那我们是好的无比。
There's nothing better than that.
但是我们的责任是什么？在我们背起之前。
But what's our responsibility before this?
我想现在最紧迫的一件事情就是传扬主的福音。
I think the most important is to spread the gospel.
照主的原则。让得救的人数能填满他的国度。
That the number that the elect will be great in number.
这些日子我在主面前祷告，为了神的儿女，为了弟兄姊妹们的需要，在主的面前祷告。
These days I've been praying for the needs of our brothers and sisters before God.
所以前些日子我就传，上个礼拜我们传的信息是怎么样带领人得救的祷告。
So last week our message was, how do we lead people to pray for salvation?
主叫我们有得救的智慧。
God told us to have the wisdom of salvation.
借着祷告能够得到救主。
To use a prayer to accept salvation.
今天早晨我要和弟兄姊妹看一几处圣经。
This morning I'd like to share some Bible verses.
请大家看腓立比书第一章。
Let's look at Philippians 1.
腓立比书第一章从第九节到十一节。
From verse 9 till 11.
我所祷告的就是要你们的爱心在知识和各样见识上多而又多，使你们能分别是非，做诚实无过的人，直到基督的日子，并靠着耶稣基督结满了仁义的果子，叫荣耀称赞归于神。
And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment.That ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense until the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. So here Paul has a prayer for the church of Philippi.
就是要腓立比的教会能够多结果子，荣耀神。
That they may bear the fruits of righteousness.
这个果子叫做仁义的果子。
The fruits of righteousness.
哥罗西书第一章第六节。
Colossians 1:6.
这福音传到你们那里，也传到普天之下，并且结果增长，如同在你们中间，自从你们听见福音，真知道神恩惠的日子一样。
Which is come unto you, as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit, as it doth also in you, since the day ye heard of it, and knew the grace of God in truth.
所以我们就知道福音到了哪里，一定结果子。
So we know that wherever the gospel goes, fruit will be born.
神的儿女也有这样一个盼望跟这样一种负担，要叫他们身上的果子越来越增加丰富。
And the children of God also have this hope and this responsibility to increase the fruits of righteousness.
我们再看哥林多后书第九章。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 9:10.
第九章第十节。也是弟兄姊妹翻圣经来不及哈，哥林多后书第九章第十节找到没有
？Second Corinthians 9:10。
那赐种给撒种的，自粮给人吃的，必多多加给你们种地的种子，又增添你们仁义的果子。
Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness.
腓立比书第一章告诉我们要多多的增添仁义的果子，结满了仁义的果子。
Philippians 1 tells us that that, let's see, to be filled with the fruits of righteousness.
格林德后书告诉我们要增添仁义的果子。
2 Corinthians says to increase the fruits of righteousness.
圣经用不同的字讲到我们身上果子应该增加。
They use different words to say that we need to increase the gospel.
所以弟兄姊妹们，神的儿女有一个责任，就是让福音从我们身上出来。
So you see, we have a responsibility as the children of God. We need to preach the gospel.
但是我们怎么样能够叫果子增加呢？
But how can we cause the fruits to increase?
主说要把撒种子给撒种的。
You must give the seed to the sower.
要把粮食赐给那个人叫人吃。
To give the bread to those who must to partake.
所以弟兄姊妹们，神要把种子，把福音的种子多多给我们。
So we must be given the seeds of the gospel.
腓立比书第一章告诉我们说，让我们在各样的事情上面见识增加，知识和见识增加的时候，就能多结果子。
Which verse are you referring to?
Verse 10.
Verse 10, that you
verse
may...
Verse 9, yeah.
9? And, yeah, I, and this I pray that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment.
所以你知道，当我们听见各式各样见证的时候，我们里面福音的负担就增加了。
So you see, when we hear more testimonies, the burden within us to spread the gospel is increased.
今天早晨我里面最重的一个负担就是让弟兄姊妹们观念改变过来。
This morning, my biggest burden this morning is to
把观念改变过来 concept.
To give you the concept.
就是传福音必须神儿女每一个人的责任。
That the gospel is everyone's burden.
不是光是传道人一两个人能够做成神的工作。
It's not just one or two preachers' responsibility.
并且保罗又告诉我们，让神的儿女身上多结出结满了仁义的果子。
Paul exhorted us to be filled with the fruits of righteousness.
好叫我们身上这些账，我们每个人账面这下面都增加。
A good account. To give us all a good account.
好像每一个人积蓄不同的丰富一样。
As if
accumulated the wealth.
As if you could accumulate spiritual wealth.
我们每一个人到见主的时候，主都要跟我们算一算账。
When we meet, go to meet our Maker, we'll have to settle our accounts.
到底这一年你帮助多少人信主？
This year, how many people have you helped to be saved?
在我侍奉主的时候，我心里面常常回想以前在做学生的时候传福音的光景。
As a preacher, sometimes I look back on my years in graduate school.
主没有给我大传福音的恩赐。
He hadn't given me any particular grace in spreading the gospel.
但是我却能够在日常接触的人中间带领人信主。
But I could have the opportunity to bring some people to the Lord.
有一年我带了40个人信主。
One year I brought 40 people to the Lord.
我怎么知道有40人信主？
How did I know it was 40?
因为我曾经为那40人祷告。
Because I always pray for those 40.
在一年的中间，我记了一个有一个本子记载下来他们的情形。
In that year, I had a little booklet and I kept a little tally and a record of their situations.
前一些日子我曾经讲过说，我现在想想我侍奉主的时候，倒不一定一年能够带40个人信主。
Now I'm thinking about it now and I can't necessarily bring 40 people each year to the Lord.
我心里觉得很悲伤。
I kind of felt a little bit disappointed.
难道我侍奉主的时候反而福音的果子比以前更少了吗？
Is it that now that I'm a servant of God, the fruits of righteousness are even less?
现在我的了解就是因为我们在神的儿女中间出入来往。
Now I understand that
working among children of God.
I'm working among the children of God.
所以不是有那么多机会接触没有信主的人。
I don't have that much contact anymore with those who don't believe in God.
你要传福音当然是传还没有信主的人，对不对？
Of course, if you're preaching the gospel, you preach it to those who don't know it yet.
所以我心里面就有再一个深处的祷告。
So I had a prayer.
假如我能够帮助弟兄姊妹们传福音，叫人得救。
If I could help you, brothers and sisters, to preach the gospel,
让每一个弟兄姊妹们都能享受到传福音给人得救的快乐。
We could give the joy of the gospel to everybody.
假如我能够帮助40个弟兄姊妹们，让他们都有传福音的经验。
If I could help 40 people preach the gospel,
我想那个价值跟我自己带40个人信主是一样，甚至更大。
I think you could say it's analogous to my leading 40 people to the Lord. Maybe it's even greater, in fact.
今天很多时候教会里的难处就是把许多的工作专业化了。
The difficulty we have nowadays is that our church is very specialized.
好像教会中间只有一类人能够传福音的，这些人叫做传福音的恩赐。
It's as if one type of person only can spread the gospel. These people are considered evangelists.
而且这些传福音的恩赐一定都是全时间的工人。
And these evangelists must be full-time evangelists.
也许这些错误的观念就是福音不能够快快增长的原因。
Maybe this is because
That's
the reason that the gospel hasn't grown that quickly.
我们和弟兄姊妹们带领的弟兄姊妹们在教会里交通的时候
when we speak with each other and have fellowship,
大家都有一个共同的看法。
We all have the same way of looking at things.
时间不多了。
The time isn't great.
传福音的时间不多了。
There isn't much more time.
我们需要往前去。
We have to press forward.
而传福音的责任要放在每一个弟兄姊妹身上。
The responsibility has to be on each and every one of us.
也许主打发我们往前面新开始一个聚会。
Maybe the Lord wants us to go ahead and start another church.
但是这个聚会应当是已经被神建立到一个地步能够继续传福音的。
But the Lord will lead this church to a place where the gospel can be spread.
我相信教会里会有弟兄姊妹们起来，里面有负担要传扬福音。
I also believe that the Lord will put the fire of the burden of spreading the gospel in each one of us.
传福音不难。
It's not difficult.
你真正传过福音，你的喜乐就超过你的恐惧。
If you've done it before, then the joy you have in doing it exceeds your anxiety.
所以我自己也想，也许这些日子主要我更多鼓励弟兄姊妹传福音。
So I thought maybe these days the Lord wants me to encourage you to spread the gospel.
教导弟兄姊妹传福音。
To teach you how.
去年年底的时候，我被请去密苏里那里基督工人中心。
I went to Missouri at CWC.
我就有一负担，教导弟兄姊妹们怎么样传福音。
And I had a burden to teach them how to spread the gospel.
他们给我六个钟头时间讲了六堂。
They gave me 6 hours to speak at 6 workshops.
实在对我自己来讲非常的喜乐。
I was pretty happy about that.
最近在海宣的要今年海宣的聚会中间。
This year at CMO.
他们也邀请我做 workshop 的讲员。
They also asked me to be a workshop speaker.
其中也有一堂 workshop 是要我讲怎么样传福音。
One of which was to speak on the gospel.
所以弟兄姊妹们，个人的工作如果更多的人注意的话。
So if more people pay attention to the spreading of the gospel,
福音一定传出去。
Of course, it can be sent out.
在这个 CWC 的时候，在基督工人中心的时候。
When I was at CWC,
其中有一堂时间，我请每一个弟兄姊妹们，他们参加受训的学员，每个人都来做他们个人得救的见证。
I asked each of the people there to give a testimony of their salvation.
我不仅让他们讲，还叫他们写下来。
I don't remember whether I asked them to say it or to write it down.
No, 我不仅叫他们讲，还叫他们
写。I not only asked them to say it, but also to write it down.
为什么？因为我有一计谋。
Because I had a.
等到他们写完以后，我口袋里面就有资料。
Now I have material.
他们讲过一些忘记，但是把它写下来，我就记住了。
If they said it, I might forget it, but when they wrote it down, I have it.
你知道那里20个人，每一个人得救的经历都不一样，都很有趣。
You know, out of those 20 people, each of the stories was a little different and quite interesting.
每一个人他们都是神特别的带领和工作。
In each person, the Lord had a special leading in their life.
有些人写得很长。
Some people wrote a very long testimony.
写得很长，我告诉他，你要把它缩短，要能够3分钟讲完。
And I told them, well, shorten that so that you can say it in 3 minutes.
有些人写得很短。
Some people had a very short one.
我叫他讲的时候，你至少要讲5分钟。
I said, well, at least you have to speak for 5 minutes.
我不是故意跟他们找麻烦。
I wasn't really looking for trouble.
弟兄姊妹们，你自己个人得救的见证是传福音一个最有用的利器。
But you know, your own personal testimony of your salvation is probably your most powerful weapon.
当你刚刚开始传福音的时候，
when you first begin,
神会带许多的人在你的经验范围之内能够帮助的。
The Lord can bring many people into your circle, and they may.
You may help them
by sharing your experience.
所以如果你的见证是很短的话，
so if your testimony is very short,
你要学习看怎么样把圣经的话加上去，圣经的经历加进去，让它变长一点。
You have to find how to instill some scripture into it and expand it.
假如你的经历太长的话，你要能够把它浓缩，叫人很容易听懂。
If it's too long, you need to concentrate it so that people can understand.
事实上，这就是给弟兄姊妹训练了。
This was a little bit of a training.
你知道学员传道会他们规定每一个人的见证一定是5分钟之内。
All of their testimonies were within 5 minutes.
最好2分钟。
The best is 2 minutes.
这个 navigator 他们这个导航会的工作也是要求我们把自己这个见证写下来讲出来三分钟。
The navigator, is that a publication?
Navigator.
The navigator also encourages us to be able to condense our own testimonies into 2 or 3 minutes.
所以弟兄姊妹们怎么样传福音？你把你自己得救的见证把它写下来。
So how do you spread the gospel? Start off by writing your own personal salvation.
有些人说我得救也没有什么稀奇。
Some people say, well, my salvation wasn't any big deal.
有些人说我得救不像保罗那样。
It wasn't like Paul.
你看保罗在大马士的路上忽然大光发现照着他。
He was on the road to Damascus and all of a sudden, wham, a light hit him.
那当然他得救很清楚而且很强立刻就要继续传福音对不对
Of course his salvation was very clear and very strong. You know, right away he began to spread the gospel.
我没有那么强的经历那怎么传福音
I didn't have such a strong story. How can I spread the gospel?
所以我要告诉各位弟兄姊妹们在我这么多人传这个写的见证中间，有一个女孩子，19岁的女孩子，她的见证反而给我印象最深刻。
Well, I'll tell you, out of all those 20 people, the one that affected me most was one of a 19-year-old girl, very simple one, but very powerful.
她的见证很简单，不到一个 page， 还不到300字。
Not even 300 words.
这个女孩子从中国大陆来的。
She came from mainland China.
然后在美国这边读书。
And she came to study in America.
所以她的年纪比一般高中生大一点。
So she was a little older than the other kids.
她很忧郁。
She was very shy.
她也很 depressed.
And depressed.
所以她就在整个的同学中间好像很不格格不入，很不自然。
She couldn't be very natural around the other people.
我看见她的时候，看见她好像很大的孩子。
When I saw her, she looked like a very
但是她说她还是高中生。
Big kid. She said she was still a senior.
所以你知道她中间有很多心理上的问题。
She had a lot of questions.
她你看她好像是一个非常文静的孩子。
She looks like a good kid, a very stable kid.
但是另外一方面，你也知道她随时有机会要爆发的。
But you know that if she had the opportunity, she might explode.
看起来又是很羞怯，很胆小。
She looked very timid on one hand.
但是好像她可以很有胆量做很多勇敢的事情。
But on the other hand, she looked like she might be capable of very many brave things.
我就问她说：“现在你住在哪里？”
So I asked her, "Where are you living right now?"
她说：“我从这里回去以后就要离开我的亲人，自己出来住。”
She says, "Well, after this retreat, I'm gonna leave my relatives and find my own place.
这样子比较方便一点。
It's a little easier that way.
我说你害不害怕
？I asked her if she was scared.
她说害怕，当然害怕。十九岁女孩怎么不害怕呢
？She said, of course.
所以你知道这样一个年轻的孩子。
So this kind of person.
她但是福音给她很大的安定的力量。
The gospel had a very comforting effect in her life.
你看这个孩子，他有。很多各样的机会，但是在暑假、在寒假的时候，选择来参加这样训练聚会。
Out of all the things she could have been doing, she was here at this retreat.
我知道主已经吸引她。
I know that the Lord had already
had
a plan for her.
主在她身上有计划，神在她身上有计划。
God had a purpose and a plan.
她就把得救的见证给我看了。
So she gave me the story of her salvation.
她来到教会。很简单，他的目的不是要信耶稣，是要找朋友。
Very simply, she came to church to look for friends.
所以你知道，很多人为了各种不同理由来教会的。
So you know, many people come to church for many different reasons.
但是他来了不久之后，就头一件发现他被诗歌所吸引。
The first thing she discovered was that the songs affected her.
你知道，今天我们有很多很多人可能不同的理由来了教会。
You know, many people come to church for many different reasons.
他们留下来也是不同的原因。
They may stay for different reasons.
这个并没有错，因为神要希望我们每一个人。都成为福音的管道。如果你能成为他的朋友，这是你的福分。
Well, you know, there's nothing wrong with this. The Lord.
假如神用你做他的朋友，这也是你的福分。
If the Lord can use you to be their friend, to befriend them, that's also something that you can do.
你知道有一段时间我们教会的爱宴非常精彩。
You know, once our love feast was quite exciting.
我就听见有些人的批评说。哎呀，周弟兄，我们走遍了好多这里呈现的教会，你们教会的爱宴是最好的。
Many people said, you know, we've been to many churches and yours has the best lunch.
我心里就想，如果我们教会吸引的原因是爱宴，哇
！And I thought, well, if that's the only merit of this church, the lunch, well.
但我现在想，如果爱宴能吸引人来，也不错嘛。
But I thought, if our lunch can attract people, that's not bad. Because if they come, they have the opportunity to hear the gospel.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们在这里做招待, 帮助弟兄姊妹们去看望, 为什么? 是要叫弟兄姊妹们, 叫新来的朋友有一种宾至如归的感觉。
So why do we have all the hospitality and visitation? It's to give people a feeling of being at home.
有些时候我们需要胜过我们自己的, 灵性上的冷淡, 软弱, 或者一些, 自己不健康的情形。
Sometimes we have to go beyond our own weaknesses or coldness, and because our purpose is to serve others.
我相信我们教会是一个非常温暖的教会。
I think our church is a very warm church.
在这里没有任何, 不同的阶级, 不同的, 地位的高下。
There aren't classes or castes here.
我们就是愿意让神的儿女每一个都能进入神的家的感觉。
We want everyone to feel it as if they are in the house of the Lord.
刚才我讲这位姊妹她来到教会里面以后, 她就喜欢音乐。
So when this girl came to our church, she liked the music.
她在教会里面进进出出, 听了音乐, 但还没有得救, 对不对?
You know, she heard the music, she hadn't been saved.
但是有一天, 神做了奇妙的工作。
But one day the Lord did a very wonderful thing.
我也不知道为什么, 她这样见证上这样写。
I don't know why she wrote her testimony this way.
她说我就有一天在聚会中间,
but she said, one day I was sitting in church and I suddenly saw that man is sinful. I don't know if maybe she had some problems with her relatives.
圣经上所说,
but she sat in church and all of a sudden agreed that all of For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The word of God had power in her. She was grabbed by it and had to agree with it. This is something that God will do to grab you with the word of God. Just now we were using Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. For this reason, this girl Elaine believed in the gospel. And she applied this to her own life. She recognized that she herself was a sinner. When she accepted that she was a sinner, the following conclusions were quite easy.
若你出去院子里弄东西,手上都是泥巴,
I don't know if you've ever been in this situation, but if you're out in the garden and you get muddy,
你要吃饭的时候是不是要洗手啊?
If you eat, aren't you going to wash your hands?
如果你身上穿一件脏的衣服, 你要出去做客, 你是不是换件衣服啊?
If you're wearing some dirty clothes and you want to go out, you change.
当我们看见我们自己是个罪人的时候,
when we see that we're a sinner,
一件最自然的动作, 就是接受耶稣基督做你的救主。
It's very natural to ask Jesus Christ to be your Savior.
耶稣基督的宝血, 要洗净我的罪, 洗净你的罪。
Jesus will cleanse my sins.
他的宝血大有功效。
It was effectual.
所以人得救就是因为看见自己的需要。
So people are saved when they see their own need.
这位杜姊妹得救了。
Elaine was saved.
她所做的见证非常简单。Her
testimony was very simple.
第一,有人带她来教会。
Someone brought her to church.
以后她受教会的吸引。
And she accepted the teachings.
最后接受了真理,
and she accepted the truth.
在她身上有一个真实的改变,
and in her life there was a change.
所以弟兄姊妹你看,
well, don't say that this story is very simple. It wasn't any big deal.
在一个最简单的故事里面,
in this very simple story, you have the most clear process of salvation.
你知道,
often I give my own story of my salvation for other people to hear.
也讲过一两次我自己怎么得救的。
I'm sure I must have shared that with you a few times.
有些人说周弟兄你得救这么精彩啊精彩他说精彩。
Someone once said, Peter, your salvation was so exciting.
这么戏剧化呀啊这么戏剧化 dramatic.
This dramatic word here.
事实上我这个我的内兄就说他不会得救因为他没有这些戏剧化的经历。
My brother-in-law said he wouldn't be saved because he doesn't go for the dramatic.
而且他说他如果要得救像保罗一样得救才行才算数。
But he said if he was saved, it would have to be like Paul.
但是弟兄姊妹不是每个人需要像保罗一样才算得救。
But it's not that everyone needs the dramatic to be saved.
当我们接受了神的话进到我们心中。
When we accept the word of God in our hearts,
我们承认这个罪人,
we recognize that we're a sinner.
而耶稣是要来救罪人的,
and Jesus came to save sinners.
我们就满足了神的要求, 成为他的儿女。
We fulfilled the requirements to be saved,
to be the son of God. 这样对不对?
That's salvation, isn't it?
所以我希望每一个人都把你自己得救的见证整理一下讲出来。
So I hope that you can prepare all of your personal testimonies so that you can share it with someone.
当你有机会的时候，你就讲给人听。
When you have the opportunity to share it with someone,
你会发现许许多多人就是需要你给他指引，叫他怎么样信主。
You'll find that many people just need the instruction to know how to be saved.
你做完见证以后，你可以用上个礼拜讲的信息。
When you're giving your testimony, you can use last week's last week's message.
上礼拜我们讲什么?
What did we speak on last week?
人心里相信，口里承认，就可以得救。
To acknowledge in your heart and to
confess
with your mouth. I don't know that.
所以你就带他祷告，让他口里面承认耶稣基督的名。
You bring them to pray so that they use their mouth to confess.
你借着祷告，叫他的心打开。
To pray to open their hearts.
让耶稣基督住在他的里面。
To let God live in them.
他就得救了。
They'll be saved.
你怎么又把握他得救了?
How else could you be saved?
你怎么又把握知道你这样做他一定得救呢?
How do you know that they really are saved?
你就知道因为圣经上罗马书第十章第九节告诉我们说心里相信口里承认就可以得救。
You'll know because Romans 10:9 says to, do you want me to look it up?
Yeah, believe, confess with your mouth, believe in your heart.
That thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
我再说，这不是因为你我劝他得救，他才得救。
It's not because you or I encouraged him to be saved.
因为圣经的话这样说。
It's because the Bible says so.
所以他是照着圣经得救的。
So they are saved according to the Bible.
另外有一个见证我要再告诉弟兄姊妹们。
I'd like to share another testimony with you all.
有一位弟兄姓关。
There's a Mr. Kwan.
他是在一个基督教家庭里面出来的。
He came out of a Christian home.
从四岁开始就是基督教幼稚园里面出来的。
Out of a Christian, since he was a four-year-old.
他父母亲带他去基督教托儿所，大概是这样子吧啊。
His parents probably dragged him to church.
但他没有得救。
But he wasn't saved.
他知道没有得救。
He knew he wasn't
saved. 但是很多圣经的知识和头脑里很多的知识。
But he had a lot of knowledge in his head.
到他大学就是高中他是香港所以他们是中六就是等于是我们这里的十二年级
He was the equivalent of a 12th grader
那么那个时候他们学校里有两个女生开始传福音、
There were two girls who started spreading the gospel at his school
我看他大概是很好的学生在学校里大概也是人缘很好很多人选他大概做班长这样的情形
I think he was a really good student and someone that they picked as class president or something
但这个年轻的孩子他们别人跟他 传福音他虽然是基督教背景长大的但是却没有却不要
Even though he came from a Christian background he didn't want to accept the gospel
但是当他准备大学考试的时候
But he was preparing for college the big entrance exam
他在那里非常用功读书
He was studying industriously
但也是有把握可以考上香港大学
And he had the capability of getting into Hong Kong University
可是这个十七八岁的孩子忽然脑筋里想，假如我考上香港大学，那又怎么样呢
？And he thought, well, I'll get in. So what?
这个又怎么样 ？So what? 这个话就在他脑子里一直转，一直转，一直转。
It kept on going through his head. So what?
所以你知道，每一件事情你等到问到 so what 的时候，都 not so what。 神啊，你每件事情问一问，那又怎么样呢？那不怎么样。
If you keep on asking that, you know, you go, so what? Well, so nothing.
他心里就非常的愁苦。
He was pretty depressed about that.
他不晓得这是圣灵在他里面做工，叫他明白人生的虚空。
He didn't know that it was the Holy Spirit working in him to point out the vanity of man.
你知道一个人迟早要问他生活的目的和意义是什么。
Sometime in your life, you're going to have to ask, what is the meaning of life?
前两天魏姊妹到我家里来，她就说起，我想起从前刚刚在那里开始做生意的时候，很忙很忙，但是回想起来心里很快乐，因为那时候我在传福音。
Mrs. Wei came over to our house the other day and she said, you know, at first when I opened business, I was working very hard, but I was happy because I was spreading the gospel.
现在大家都知道魏姊妹生意很不错，对不对？
And right now, you know, her business isn't too bad.
这里哪个人没有去过魏姊妹店里来？
Who here hasn't gone to her restaurant?
所以我相信大家都知道她生意很好。
But I'm sure you all know that her business is really good.
但是我们姊妹里面有一个不满足，就是她传福音的时候不够多。
But one thing she's not satisfied with is that her time to spread the gospel isn't very big anymore.
这位关弟兄他怎么信主？就在他问 so what 的时候，问来问去，心里非常的难过。
So this Mr. Kwan, he was asking, so what? He kept on playing back and forth with it in his mind, and he wasn't very happy about it.
他甚至从基督教的信仰里面走出去，研究别的宗教能不能给他快乐和满足。
He thought, if I went to try some other religions, could I find the happiness and the meaning?
所以弟兄姊妹，你要知道，每一个人神要做工在他里面，叫他面对自己，要决定他的一生到底要交托给哪一位神。
So, you know, at some time in your life, you need to reflect on what God you're going to commit your life to.
等到这位关弟兄思想这个问题几个月不去的时候，
he thought about this for a couple of months.
他们学校里面传福音，这个两个女孩子已经把全班都带了信主，只剩两个人没有信主。
These girls who were spreading the gospel had helped everyone to have salvation except for maybe two.
这位关弟兄应当是圣经知识很熟的，但是他就是不愿意承认耶稣是他救主。
This man was very familiar with the scriptures and with the Bible, but he just didn't want to accept it.
你可以明白他里面为什么，也可能有一份骄傲在那里作祟。
Maybe there was
some pride.
Just some pride in there.
因为他好像不愿意让女生传福音给他得救。
Because he didn't want girls to bring the message of salvation to him.
但是他虽然不是女生带得救，圣灵要他信，要他得救。
But even though he didn't want the girls to bring him to salvation, the Holy Spirit did.
有一天，他在那里晚上，他在思想，他在想很多的问题。
One night he was thinking about all his problems.
他说：“如果今天晚上我就死了。”
He thought, if I died tonight.
我离救恩这么近，但是我不是基督徒。
I'm so close to salvation, but I'm not a Christian.
如果基督教所说是真的，我这样近，但是没有进去。
If it's true, then I'm this close, but I can't go in.
没有进入神的国度。
I haven't received God's salvation.
约翰福音三章告诉我们说，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
John 3 says,
人如果没有重生的话，就不能进入神的国。
If man is not born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进入神的国。
I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
所以他知识道理很清楚。
So he knew this very clearly.
他想来想去，想来想去。
He thought about it.
一夜没有睡好。
He didn't sleep for that night.
第二天早晨，他就觉得他需要完全在神的面前谦卑下来。
Next morning, he decided he had to humble himself before God.
就在吃早饭的时候。
He's eating breakfast.
真正的第一次祷告，接受耶稣基督住在心里。
For the first time, he prayed and accepted Jesus into his heart.
你知道这个弟兄他每天吃饭还是祷告的。
You know, he prayed before he ate.
我们可以祷告求主祝福，但是不需要主住在心里。
You can ask God to bless your food and to bless you, but he doesn't have to be in your heart.
你可以求主帮助你维持你的平安，在你的路前面路上带领你，但是你没有，你不一定把它接受在心里面。
You can ask for God's leading and for His guidance, but that doesn't mean He's in you.
这位关弟兄那天早晨吃早饭的时候，得到了重生的经历。Born again.
He was finally born again that morning.
他到学校去告诉他们说，我有一个消息要告诉你们，要宣布给你们听。
That morning, first period, he said, I have some news for you.
他说，我已经得救了。
I've been saved.
全班里面那有同学掉下眼泪来。
Even some people even in that class started crying.
你知道，虽然是基督教的家庭里长大，若是个人没有清楚得救的经历，仍然不算。
You know, even if you're born into a Christian family, unless you accept it for yourself, it doesn't count.
所以上一个礼拜我问弟兄姊妹们，哪一个人没有开口祷告求耶稣坐在他心里的，你最好现在就这样做。
So last week when I said to you, if any of you haven't confessed with your mouth and believed in your heart, you better do it now.
今天早上我也一样说。
This morning I'll say it again.
如果你有许多，你接受许多基督教的教导和真理。
If you've accepted lots of teachings.
你懂得很多。
You understand a lot of it.
但是你没有让耶稣基督住在你的心里。
But you haven't let Christ come into your heart.
救恩仍然没有成就在你的身上。
You don't have the salvation in your life.
我太太有机会在电话里面跟有一个朋友谈话。
My mom had the opportunity to speak with someone on the phone.
神给她开路，在电话里讲了差不多一个钟头。
She spoke for this person with this person for about an hour.
她的情形也跟这位关弟兄很靠近，很像。
The situation was very close to that of Mr. Kwan.
这个女孩子也是有很多基督教的真理，很多道理都懂得。
This girl knew a lot of Christian reasonings and Christian teachings.
就差一步没有接受主。
But she lacked one thing. She hadn't accepted the Lord.
没有让耶稣住在她的心里。
She didn't let Jesus come into her heart.
所以弟兄姊妹们要知道救恩从哪里开始。
So you have to know where salvation starts from.
主耶稣就对尼哥底母说，你必须重生。
Jesus said to Nicodemus, you must be born again.
我们每个人都必须重生，从重生开始。
Each one of us has to be born again, start from birth.
救恩到底是忽然的呢，还是慢慢渐进的呢？
So is salvation a sudden occurrence, or is it a slow process?
一方面救恩，你看好像一个人得救的过程一步一步慢慢来，有他的时候，有人带他来教会，有人听见真理，慢慢的他就一步一步的靠近相信。
On one hand you can see the step by step process, someone's brought to church, someone's attracted to church and they're carried through it.
但是一个人的得救是有一个确定特别的时候。
But there is a specific clear time when salvation occurs.
就好像我们送小孩子上学。
It's rather like when we send our children to school.
快点，马上要打钟了。
Hurry up, the bell's gonna ring.
他还是慢慢吞吞的，吃饭也慢慢，穿衣服也慢慢，穿鞋子慢慢的。
They still poke along, slowly put on their clothes and eat breakfast.
我家就在学校背后，所以我们老三可以听见铃响，哦，一直跑到学校还来得及。
We live in back of the elementary school, so when Kathy's in the house and she can hear the bell, she can run and make it on time.
但是如果她在铃响之前没有跑到的话，她就算迟到了。
But if she hadn't finished before the bell rang, she'll be late.
弟兄姊妹们，我们得救有很长的时间，神给我们预备的功夫。
There's a preparation time.
我们这慢慢吞吞，摇摇摆摆，不大在乎。
We may just kind of.Meander around and not care too much.
明天还可以信主，明天还可以再得救。
I can accept him tomorrow. I can do that later.
弟兄姊妹们，实在得救是有一个，是我们下决心的时候。
But there's a time.
在你心里有一个灵该按下来，现在我要信主。
When you say now.
你按的时候，你说主啊，我现在需要信你。
You press that button. You say I accept you.
我已经听了很多福音，我已经知道很多道理。
I've heard many stories of the gospel, and I know a lot.
我知道人是罪人。
I know that man is a sinner.
我知道罪人的结局是什么。
I know what the consequence of that is.
我需要脱离罪的审判和刑罚。
I know what the judgment and penalty are.
我需要靠耶稣基督的宝血才能脱离。
Only with your blood can I escape.
所以我需要接受耶稣基督做我的救主。
So I need to accept.Christ is my Savior.
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要把福音传扬出去。
Brothers and sisters, we need to spread the gospel.
让他知道，有一个时候他需要接受主做他个人的救主。
To let that person out there know that they need to accept Christ.
我们每天都有不同的机会接触不同的人。
Every day we have different opportunities to meet different and various people.
每一天主给我们遇见人都是我们传福音的机会。
Every day the people we come across are opportunities.
你不要以为你是 我就是这样说吧，我回想我从前在学校的日子。
Again, I think of when I was a student.
我说我现在没有像以前那样机会接触这些不信主的人。
I said, right now I don't have as much opportunity to come into contact as I, with different people as I did then.
其实还是有的。
Actually, I still do.
所以主还给我传福音的机会。
So the Lord has still given me the opportunity to spread the gospel.
但弟兄姊妹们，你们神把各位放在世界上工作。
But you know, God has put each of us here for a certain purpose, for a certain work.
你在不同的环境里面做事。
You work in different environments.
你遇见不同的人。
You come across different people.
昨天我们去开会，听见一个见证。
Yesterday, at a, when we were at a meeting, we heard a testimony.
有一个弟兄，他的工作是替联合国做翻译。
There was a man who did interpretation
UN.
For the UN.
所以这些日子忙得很啊，他到纽约去了。
So these days he was very busy. He went to New York.
有时候各种国会啦，或者总统啦，很多事情要翻译。
He has to interpret for a lot of meetings between nations.
从前有一段时间，因为跟中国大陆做生意，也需要很多翻译，他常常被找去翻译。
There was a time also he had to interpret with for mainland China and America and in business matters.
这个是很好的一位弟兄。
This is a good man.
他借着这样的机会跟那些达官显要接触。
He used this opportunity.
High government official.
Okay.
神给他负担传福音。
The Lord gave him a burden to spread the gospel.
我听见了，我心里实在很感谢主。
When I heard this, I thanked the Lord.
我们陈老牧师的孙女。 到中国大陆去传福音。
Our Pastor Chen's granddaughter went to mainland China to spread the gospel.
她的身份是英语教师。
As an English teacher.
所以弟兄姊妹们，神会给我们开路。
So the Lord will open doors for us.
在你周围的人。
The people around you.
有些年长的人去 adult school 读英文。
Some of us go to adult school to learn English.
你可以在那里传福音。
You can spread the gospel there.
学生们，你在学校里面
，students in school，
你记不记得刚才我说那个故事？关弟兄两个女，他们同学两个女同学在学校里传福音，把全班都带信主。
Remember in Mr. Kwan's story, those two girls led the whole class to God.
我们的责任，神在我们周围给我们机会。
Our burden is within our circle.
所以我要把各样的种子、各样的资料放在弟兄姊妹手里。
So I'll give you different seeds and different materials in your hands.
今天我讲的就是说，我们个人信主的经历是很重要的兵器。
Our own personal testimony is an important tool.
而且你听见别人得救的知识经历，
When you hear someone else's testimony,
你也可以拿来用。
You can use that too.
帮助不同的人。
To help different people.
有一位侍奉主的弟兄教导一位年轻人怎么样学习侍奉主。
There was this preacher who taught this young person how to spread the gospel.
他说你到了一个地方，头一件，你如果遇见基督徒，把他们得救的见证都写下来。
First thing you do when you meet a Christian is take down their story of their salvation.
这就是你的产业。
This is your wealth.
这是你传福音的本钱。
This is your purse of the gospel.
这是你传福音的兵器。
This is your weapon.
所以弟兄姊妹们，今天神说要把种子给撒粮，要把种子给撒种的，要把粮食给分粮的。So
Paul speaks of giving the seed to the sower.
他又说要叫我们在各样的知识和见识上面多而又多。Knowledge
and
understanding. 要叫我们在知识和各样见识上面多而又多，以弗所书第一章，米菲利比书第一章第九节。
Okay, Philippians 1:9 again. And this I pray that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment.
底下的结果是什么？
What's the conclusion?
就靠着耶稣基督能够结满了仁义的果子。
That ye may approve things, that you may be filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God.
我求主增添各位传福音材料和资本。
I ask God to give us the seeds and the building materials for the gospel.
我们需要鼓起我们的勇气来传福音。
We need to be encouraged to do this.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，今天早晨，我求你的圣灵在人的里面做工。 Lord, I pray that the Holy Spirit will work in everyone's heart, that we may be encouraged to preach the gospel.
叫我们每一个人得到激励来传扬你的福音。主啊，你把种子给我们。
Give us the seed, Lord, that we may spread.
主，你把粮食赐给我们。
Give us the food that we may feed.
主，我们把敬拜赞美归给你。愿你祝福你的教会，叫教会里面产生许许多多传福音的人，叫教会叫福音因此广传，叫人更多得救归在你的名下。
That Lord, we pray that you will raise up evangelists in this church, that this gospel may be spread out.
主，我们求你在这末了的时候，在不多的机会，当中东的战事这样紧急，全世界各样混乱的事情，按照你的定规旨意，要朝向末世的时候，叫我们基督徒起来警醒，传扬福音。
We pray that during the end time, during the very last era, that all things are pointing to the conclusion of this world, that we Christians may be watchful in spreading your gospel. In Jesus' name we pray.
靠耶稣基督的名。Amen.